So when I look at this question, the first thing that screams out at me is the serum protein electrophoresis showing a monoclonal IgG kappa spike, which the question's basically just handing us the diagnosis of multiple myeloma. So multiple myeloma is the most common primary malignancy of bone. It's characterized by a monoclonal plasma cell expansion. U.S. Money really wants you to know that multiple myeloma is a plasma cell malignancy. Okay, so we are going to get a spike in proteins when we do electrophoresis of the serum. That spike in proteins is called an M protein spike. Does not refer to IgM. It's just we call it an M protein spike. It's going to be IgG usually in multiple myeloma, can sometimes be IgA. There's another condition called Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia, which I'll talk about in a bit. That's going to be an IgM M protein spike. So multiple myeloma, after we do the serum protein electrophoresis showing the IgG spike, we are going to do a bone marrow biopsy showing greater than 10% plasma cells. Now the lytic lesions, okay, so lytic lesions are a classic finding in multiple myeloma. You could do an x-ray of, let's say, the skull, call it pepper pot skull, but the lytic lesions are created by cytokine activity from the expanding plasma cells. Likewise, if we had metastatic malignancy, the metastases, they can cause lytic lesions through cytokine activity at bone. Now, in multiple myeloma, the lytic lesions are going to cause hypercalcemia. The same way in metastatic malignancy, you can get hypercalcemia from lytic lesions. Now, the hypercalcemia, they could have easily said that in the vignette here. They could have said the calcium is 12, and normal calcium is 8.4 to 10.2 milliequivalents per liter. They could have said the calcium is 12. You'd be like, why is that? That's fine. That's something we could see in multiple myeloma. We would also expect Bence-Jones proteinuria. Okay, that's a very classic finding. Now, the plasma cell normal function is to secrete immunoglobulins. So in multiple myeloma, we have increased immunoglobulin light chain production. These are not functional immunoglobulins, they're dysfunctional. So these immunoglobulin light chains are proteins. They're flying through the kidney, causing the Bence-Jones proteinuria. They're also depositing in the kidney. And when we get proteins depositing in tissues where they shouldn't be depositing, we call that amyloidosis. The most common cause of renal amyloidosis is multiple myeloma, but these immunoglobulin light chains can also deposit in myocardium, giving us myocardial amyloidosis, okay, or cardiac amyloidosis, which is our answer here, myocardial infiltration by amyloid. So a distractor is choice D, myocardial infiltration by plasma cells. Although multiple myeloma is a plasma cell malignancy, it's not plasma cell infiltration in and of itself that's causing the cardiac pathology we have here. So they say in the question that we have an S4 gallop. That reflects diastolic dysfunction, a stiffening of the left ventricle. I've talked about it in some other questions about in more detail about the heart sounds, but just to keep us on track and in short, just know that an S4 heart sound reflects an inability of the heart to expand properly. It's diastolic dysfunction, and you can see it in things such as a history of radiation to the chest or fibrosis or amyloidosis. These are causes of diastolic dysfunction with restrictive effects on the heart. So that's what we have here. We have cardiac amyloidosis from the immunoglobulin light chains depositing in the heart. Multiple myeloma, another classic finding is high ESR, erythrocyte sedimentation rate. We get these stacked RBCs called roulet formation. Okay, stacked RBCs because the immunoglobulin light chains are going to stick to the RBCs and make the RBCs sticky. And when they clump together as these roulets, we get the high ESR, okay? I'm trying to think, anything else that's really, really high yield for multiple myeloma? So it should also be noted that our choice E, myocardial infiltration by plasmacytoid cells, that's a distractor, but plasmacytoid cells are what we see in Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia. So whilst multiple myeloma, expansion of plasma cells, Waldenstrom, expansion of plasmacytoid cells, cytoid means looks like but ain't, okay? So it looks like a plasma cell, ain't a plasma cell. If we were to say, let's say, fibrinoid necrosis, pyroarteritis nodosa, necrosis looks like fibrin, it ain't fibrin, okay? So that's just a distractor there. Waldenstrom, unlike multiple myeloma, does not have hypercalcemia, does not have lytic lesions, does not have Benz Jones proteinuria. It has IgM and protein spike, okay? Whereas multiple myeloma is IgG. Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia is going to present with a hyperviscosity syndrome. Hyperviscosity syndrome can present as headache, it can present as blurry vision or Raynaud phenomenon. That latter one is an interesting finding because some students are like, oh, isn't that like Kress syndrome? Yeah. You can get Raynaud phenomenon in Kress syndrome, but also in Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia, in hyperviscosity syndrome. Same thing if we had, let's say, polycythemia vera. I think something else to point out is we have metastatic malignancy as an answer in elderly men, especially. We think about metastatic prostate cancer. I mean, that can go to the spine, cause back pain, right? But prostate cancer mets are blastic, not lytic. We pick up the blastic mets on bone scan, okay? It does not cause lytic lesions. It's really important here. USMLE will also frequently try to confuse you with multiple myeloma and metastatic breast cancer in women. So, you know, you really just have to know your baselines about multiple myeloma, just that it's plasma cell expansion, the bone marrow. You're going to get that M protein spike on serum protein electrophoresis. Classically get hypercalcemia with Benz Jones proteinuria. Okay, these are findings of multiple myeloma. In metastatic malignancy, you can get hypercalcemia, but you know, you're not going to have the M protein spike. Okay, so just some things to consider as differentials. That's it.